Like the internet itself, Russia's segment of it, Runet, was once virtually free of regulation. For a long, long time, from its birth in the mid-1990s to the early years of this decade, Runet was a place of permission, autonomy, and almost unlimited possibilities. But since the start of Vladimir Putin's third term as president in 2012, it has come under increasing pressure. Posting or reposting even slightly seditious information can now land you into big trouble, and indeed in jail. It's also prohibited to disrespect the authorities or disseminate fake news. Just this week, for instance, an internet user in central Russia was taken to court for calling President Putin an unbelievable f**kwit. And that's not to mention the government's continuous efforts to shut down the encrypted messaging service Telegram, or its insistence that all social networks should keep their data inside Russia, or its ever-growing blacklist of banned websites. Clearly, the Russian authorities are not super happy with the internet. Well then, they thought, let's isolate Runet from the rest of the world. All for the sake of cybersecurity, of course. You think that's restrictive? Listen to this. That's Russian lawmaker Yelena Mizulina defending the government's clampdown on the internet.
What are rights? They are a lack of freedom. The more rights you have, the less free you are.
She's also said of a recent move to introduce yoga classes in prisons that yoga makes you gay. But to return, the so-called Digital Sovereignty Bill has now passed through both chambers of the Russian parliament. It gives the government the power to manage all network connections inside the country and to stop its internet traffic from being routed through foreign servers, but only in the event of an external threat. That is, if another country decides to disconnect Russia from the global web. This is one of the bill's authors, Andrei Klishas.
We have proven beyond all doubt that Russia can indeed be unplugged from the internet. And I mean, by the United States.
But even he admits that putting his idea into practice would be quite a challenge, given Russia's current technological and economic capabilities. In fact, most telecoms experts say that's just not possible. There are also question marks over the project's costs. All we really have now are rough estimates, and they are really high. One thing is clear, though. Russia will stop at nothing to protect its borders, physical or virtual. And if that means restricting its people's freedoms, oh well, this isn't the first time, and it won't be the last. For Monocle, I'm Alexei Korolev.